Indian captain Virat Kohli has consolidated his position at the top of the ICC ODI rankings for batsmen, and with this feat, Kohli has also equaled Sachin Tendulkar's record of highest rating points pocketed by an Indian. After a stellar performance in the recently concluded ODI series against Sri Lanka, Indian pacer Jasprit Bumrah has achieved his career best ODI ranking of 4th in the latest ICC ODI rankings for bowlers. Skipper Mushfiqur Rahim and Sabir Rahman forged a partnership of 105 runs to take Bangladesh to 253 for 6 at the end of day 1 against Australia. The hosts lead the second match, Test Series, 1-0. Sri Lanka captain Upal Taranga has said that he will not be stepping down as the ODI captain despite a 5-0 drubbing at the hands of India in the recently concluded series. Former Sri Lankan all-rounder Russell Arnold feels that no current Sri Lankan player could fill the shoes of legendary Kumar Sangakkara and Mahela Jayawardene. Arnold has said that both of these players are irreplaceable. India gears up to host its biggest football tournament, the FIFA Under-17 World Cup. The official song for the mega event has been launched. The Indian football team will look to continue its unbeaten run an inch closer to the 2019 Asian Cup when it takes on Macau in a crucial third-round qualifying phase game. India has won all 4 of their qualifying matches so far. David Villa has been ruled out of Spain's World Cup qualifier against Liechtenstein after the 35-year-old forward suffered an abductor injury in training. Villa retired from international football in 2014 but returned last month after 3 years. Ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu has turned producer for a digital film. The film will be based on Sindhu's journey with coach Pulela Gopichand, and it will be Sindhu's tribute to her coach on Teacher's Day. Former Indian captain Virendra Raskinha has said that the sacking of hockey coach Roland Altmans defies logic. Raskinha said that Altmans enjoyed a lot of success with the team and should have been given an opportunity to honour his contract.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.